This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And there's a vote in the European Parliament today on this whole area of network neutrality, whether or not telecommunications companies can offer special fast internet service to business partners. European companies such as Deutsche Telekom have been lobbying against neutrality. This mirrors a battle now going on in Washington. A federal court threw out the old network neutrality rules, and the FCC is busy recrafting them. Over the weekend, workers at the Port of Newark in New Jersey unloaded a precious cargo, road salt. Connecticut earlier declared a state of emergency because of salt shortages. This weirdly icy and snowy winter in large swaths of the country is a good time to be in the salt biz. Kate Davidson reports.
When it comes to road salt, communications director Joe D is Jersey blunt.
We're really about one storm away from running out of salt here at the New Jersey Department of Transportation.
They even sent a barge to Maine for emergency supplies.
Last year, DOT used 258,000 tons of salt. Through February 18th, we had used 442,000 tons.
One of their suppliers, the International Salt Company, says sales are up 136% this winter. Tara Hart works with Compass Minerals, another salt supplier.
It's been a very busy winter.
The company's quarterly net earnings almost doubled.
In the fourth quarter alone, we sold 4 million tons of rock salt, which is about 20% above our 10-year average.
And that was before polar vortex became a household phrase. Salt prices are set by bidding before winter, so suppliers say there's no highway robbery. Still, it's a lucrative time for the businesses that keep the highways clear. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.